Welcome back. It is 9:52 and joining us on the line is Robert Yates from the University of Sussex. Welcome, Robert. It's good to have you.
I'm afraid I'm here under false pretenses. This is not Rob. Rob's my colleague. My name's Sasha Rosemeal, and I'm the Vice-Chancellor of the University of Sussex.
I got that. I got that on another piece of paper. I'm sorry. Okay. It is my bad, Sasha. But it's really great to have you. And I believe you are in South Africa at this moment in time.
So there's a group of us here from Sussex, including Rob, who will be listening into this. We're here to meet up with a whole bunch of Sussex alumni who are South African leaders. They've been politicians, administrative leaders. They're entrepreneurs. They are running charities and NGOs. Over the years, we've had many amazing people come to Sussex from South Africa who've come back to South Africa and doing fantastic things. And in particular, it's the 50th anniversary of our Mandela Scholarship Program, which was set up in 1973. So we're here to mark that 50th anniversary and to celebrate and renew our relationship with South Africa.
And there's some fascinating things that have happened. In fact, the very first graduate, very first Mandela scholar was the son of John Gatsiwe Jr., son of the great trade unions and longstanding ANC member John Taolo Gatsiwe. But there are other big names that have come through your institution. Tell us about them, Prof. Sasha Rosemeal.
Well, Thabo Mbeki, President Mbeki, was one of the very first students at Sussex back in the early 60s. And it was he who really raised the consciousness of students at Sussex about what was happening in South Africa under apartheid. And he mobilised students at Sussex to start organising, campaigning about apartheid. And it was they who got the Mandela Scholarship up and running. They basically, they went off to protest in Brighton, our local city. And it was kind of pointed out that blockading the traffic in Brighton probably wasn't going to bring down apartheid, but maybe it would be good to get some South African students who might benefit from coming to Sussex, and particularly students who needed to be in exile under apartheid. And so they persuaded the university to waive the fees, and it started a long programme of Mandela scholars. We've had about 90 Mandela scholars and many, many more students from South Africa under different scholarship schemes at Sussex over the years. Some really well-known names, as well as President Mbeki. Esop and Aziz Perhad were early students, and Albie Sachs was a student at Sussex. He came and did his PhD at Sussex and has said that Sussex was really formative in his thinking. There's an amazing array of Sussex alumni who came back to South Africa to build the post-apartheid state. And we're really proud of that, that relationship between Sussex and the new South Africa. And
really quality leadership there. President Thabo Mbeki, the late Esop and Aziz Perhad, Justice Albie Sachs, Rob Davies. At a time when we lament the dearth of leadership, not just in South Africa, but the world, clearly you do something different there. And you're looking to expand this offering in terms of Mandela Scholarship in the future. Is that correct?
We would really like to do that. This is my first visit to South Africa. I've only been Vice-Chancellor at Sussex for just over a year, and I haven't been here before. And my visit just emphasises to me how important it is to build and broaden and deepen our relationship with South Africa, to see what we can do at Sussex. We're just one university, but we've got some amazing researchers and programs at Sussex, and I think that we could offer something to you, to your nation. We're particularly doing a lot of world-leading research in new technologies, in quantum technology, in artificial intelligence. Sussex has been leading in AI since our foundation. But also we're number one in the world for development studies. And we've got a big emphasis on the sustainable development goals, on environmental sustainability, energy transitions, gender conflict and violence. We've got a wonderful master's program in that. So we would really love to have more students from South Africa come study with us, and then come back to South Africa and work with the knowledge that they've gained at Sussex, and also the networks. So one of the great things I think studying abroad offers to students, and we have students come to Sussex from every year from about 130 countries, is the networks they create with students the other students they meet from around the world, and how they're able then to take those networks through the rest of their lives. And the confidence and personal development that people go through when they study abroad.
Yeah. I was hoping there was some servant leadership as part of the courses that you offer. You interact...
Absolutely. Well, yeah. I mean, absolutely. I think it is all about that. And we're looking for students at Sussex who want to develop personally, but also who are fundamentally committed to making the world a better place, and who see the self-development they get as being the kind of channel for the development of their communities and societies.
We are chatting with Professor Sasha Rose-Neal, Vice Chancellor and President of the University of Sussex, and they'll be chatting with First Rand Empowerment Foundation, Pele Energy Group, the Human Sciences Research Council, and a whole lot of South African organizations as they look to, of course, increase their network in South Africa, but also to get more South African students to come through the University of Sussex. Some great leaders, South African leaders, have come through there. Maybe just the whole of ANC people can go there too.